Castology.
Hello and welcome to Castology, the podcast where we tell you what podcasts you should be listening to. I am one of your castologists, Zane C. Weber, here with my fellow castologists,
Liz Best
and
Patrick Shearer.
How are we, everyone?
How are you, Patrick?
Are you asking that because you know I'm very hungover?
I already know. I was asking for the listeners so that if they notice some sort of difference, they might.
I am going to die.
Eventually,
in
everyone
this
is.
Episode.
So here's the thing. End. We normally record in the middle of the week on a night time. Mm. And today, because of some studio booking issues, we're recording on a Saturday morning.
It's 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning. I work at a bar. I went out. What do you want from me?
This is my favorite.
A little professionalism, please, Patrick.
I am professional. I do my best work when I'm hungover, incidentally.
Okay, well, let's
we're good.
Look forward to
we're
a great
expecting
episode.
Amazing things.
No, well, I always try to say up front if I'm feeling sick or whatever, just because I can definitely hear it when I listen back.
Yeah, look, I have a headache. I've taken some Panadol for that, but no exciting reason, just because I woke up and my head decided to go, you know what? No, Liz, no.
So yeah. If you're joining us for the first time, what we do here is we bring you three podcasts that we would like to recommend, and then we will review the podcast that we recommended last week. Mm-hmm. So last week was a spooky themed episode.
Spooky Halloween theme.
So you can look forward to our Halloween wrap up after we get into our recommendations for this week. Mm-hmm. Does anyone feel strongly about going first?
I feel strongly about going last.
Okay, well then I'll go first, even though I'm feeling not very
strong
about it.
I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
I'm so confident about this podcast.
Do
now,
it.
This is a Luminary exclusive podcast. So let's just put that out there. There is a paywall. You can get the first couple of episodes for free.
You can also get a free month of Luminary.
Correct, yeah.
If you start up. If it's like a brand new startup account.
Yeah, yeah. So they will, there are ways to listen to this if you only want this from Luminary. It is called Anthem Homunculus. It is a musical podcast from the creator of Hedwig and the Angry Inch,
mm-hmm.
Which is another very kind of kooky, offbeat, dark themed musical with Russians and Nazis and...
So like normal
stars.
For today.
Yeah, okay.
Is it like Grease but in Nazi Germany?
It's a bit darker than Grease.
It's a hell of a lot darker than Grease.
I would say it is a satire, but it is very dark.
Cult hit though. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's beloved.
So yeah, well, I love it. It's one of my favorite musicals. John Cameron Mitchell is the person who kind of creates this podcast and created Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Created Hedwig in a drag club. Now he has a little bit of clout on Broadway. We have Glenn Close. We have Patti LuPone. There's a lot of big name musical stars in this podcast.
I got to say, I just got back from New York, and in every playbill, there's a giant ad for this podcast in every, because obviously the playbills are the same for every show that you go see. But I had so many people around me going, oh, where can we see this musical? Where's this one on? And it's like literally says in the ad, this is not on any Broadway stage.
So what I'll tell you is what is in the theme, in the little blurb. So basically it's about a failed artist, a failed writer, Kian McKay. Who has been diagnosed with brain cancer and has started a tumor telethon on a new app, which is basically a telethon for people to sponsor you and donate money to
you. So it's like Facebook Live mashed with Kickstarter kind of thing.
Mashed with GoFundMe, I would say, because GoFundMe is kind of to raise money for medical treatment.
Right, yeah.
So he has a goal to hit and then he can get the treatment that he needs to have this brain tumor removed and go on to live his life. Basically, it's him telling stories and you hear the people around him, and he's a writer. It's very dark, very funny. It's a very dark comedy if you're into that sort of thing. I really liked it.
Totally into dark comedy.
But It took me on a wild journey because it was not anything that I was expecting. So,
and well, it went the a lot star power alone is enough to make me go, ooh,
yeah.
Like how I wonder, like how much money that cost, and who I don't. Where did the money come again, from, or did they do it because it was great and they wanted, you know, a podcast in? I don't know. I don't really think Patti LuPone
again.
Needs an
well,
in.
I don't think it was a. I don't think it was a 4 month engagement for Patti LuPone. It was yeah. probably a week or maybe even less than that. Because while she is in a lot of the episodes, it's not huge parts of the episode. Mm. But yeah, if you're into kind of weirdness, definitely listen to it. If you like Hedwig and the Angry Inch, I would definitely recommend it. It's dark in a very different kind of way. But yeah, Anthem Homunculus from Luminary.
Wow. Keen.
What a description. I feel like I've listened to it already.
Were you actually listening to any of that, or did you just tune out with a hungover brain
yeah,
and
I
now you're
know.
Back in again?
I don't know what I don't know anything that was said in the last 5 minutes.
All right, well, I'm going to go next then because...
Oh, you haven't gone yet.
This is dangerous. I'm doing a listener submission.
Hooray.
Hooray. Patrick's like,
I'm addicted to this coffee that I've got in front of me.
Yeah, look, fair.
That's all I'm focused on.
Fair. So, I, as many of you may know, have started a podcast recently called Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. It's a relationships dating-ish kind of ex-dating podcast. And so I've kind of started looking at other relationship podcasts before I started that. I was listening to a few things that people had put out about dating and relationships. And when I found this one in the submission pile, I was pleasantly surprised. So, Frank and Beans, it's called. It's a sex and relationship podcast. The hosts are Beth and Brian. It's a bi-weekly podcast that covers the ups and downs of dating and relationship and sex with a female and a male perspective.
Can I ask?
You can.
Did they get the name from the Office episode when Jim and Pam come back from their honeymoon?
I don't know.
Because Frank and Beans are the fun couple that they met while they're away on honeymoon.
Right. Well, it's also, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Are their names Frank and Beans?
No, their names are Beth and Brian, as I just said. So what I liked about these guys is I really like their personalities on the podcast. They tend to take a particular relationship issue, so you can kind of look through any of the titles of the episodes and kind of know what they're going to talk about, which I find quite easy to navigate. They chat about their own experiences, but also they kind of usually will do a bit of a Google search and find a couple of articles to back up what they're talking about, or talk about, like, you know, 10 ways to, you know, spot a cheater, and then they'll look through the list and then they'll be like, well, that's bullshit, or that's great, you know.
Spot a cheater.
Yeah. Hilarious.
You said spot a cheater, I was like, big cats? And then, no,
cheater.
I get it.
Yeah, see, are Australians, we say cheater. Yes, they are. Well, or Canadian, I can't tell. I'm horrible. I'm sorry, Beth and Brian. You're great. What I like about them is they're quite chatty about it, but they do tend to bring in some articles to back them up. I mean, sometimes the articles aren't particularly reputable, but it's a fun discussion to be had.
Okay.
Anyway, and I do enjoy talking about or listening to people talking about dating and relationships, so I can either scream at my radio and go, you're wrong, or go, yeah, girlfriend, I totally get that. Episodes are about between half an hour and an hour long. As I said, bi-weekly, Frank and Beans.
Frank and Beans.
The name makes me giggle. It really does. And they've got a cute little jingle at the start, which I thought was kind of cute. But yeah, some audio quality problems occasionally, but very enjoyable.
Audio quality problems like they broke. Do they record in the same space or?
Sometimes there's phone-ins.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes the audio quality just doesn't sound as studio polished, but we are very blessed to have the equipment that we have. Thanks, Zane. Hashtag that's not Canon Productions. Frank and Beans, relationship, sex, dating, male, female perspective, go for it.
Okay. Patrick.
Oh,
the time has come.
Is it my turn to talk now?
Yes,
oh,
into the microphone,
goodness.
If at all possible.
This week I'm bringing to you guys a scientific podcast called Sean Carroll's Mindscape. Sean Carroll is a theoretical physicist who works at the University of California, I believe. California Institute of Technology.
Mm.
And most of these are interview style things where he gets someone on. I think, I don't know, did I put recommendation sound?
You didn't.
I didn't.
No.
One of the ones I was thinking in my head that I should put down is the one where he gets Seth MacFarlane on, because Seth MacFarlane is obviously...
Finally, I listened to half of that one.
I figured you might. Do you mean half as in like you didn't like it?
I don't watch The Orville, so I didn't kind of get into...
Neither do I. What are they?
Maybe we should save this discussion for next week.
For next week.
I've already done my homework, ladies and gents.
Yeah. She's a nerd. No, I've done my homework too for the most part.
So what's Mindscape?
The Mindscape is often an interview style format ranging from like an hour to an hour and a half, where Sean Carroll will get someone on and they might talk about some particular theory or some particular concept that's very pressing or engaging scientifically, or like the Seth MacFarlane episode where they'll talk about all sorts of things, aka his career and why his work is so tied in with science, like his love for it and all that kind of good stuff. But yeah, like that's
how long are the apps?
Well, an hour to an hour and a half, like I just said, Liz. Were you listening?
No. I tuned out, man.
So scientists talking about science.
Scientists talking about science, scientific things and sciencey stuff.
Okay.
That's
in an enjoyable way or in a boring
I hope so. You said you only listened to half an episode. So
no, I listened to more than half an episode. I just listened to half of that episode.
That episode. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure where you stand on it yet. We'll find out next week, won't we?
Okay. Well, we have given our recommendations.
Yes.
So Frank and Beans,
yes.
Relationship, Sean Carroll's Mindscape, yes. Science, and Anthem Homunculus, Weird Musical.
Weirdo.
This is a big span of
diverse
podcasts this week. So let's go back to last week where we had a less diverse set of podcasts.
Spookster stuff.
It was all the spookster stuff. So
can I start, because I have a small disclaimer.
Okay,
mine.
Absolutely.
So I recommended a podcast that I loved the crap out of called Carrier, which was an immersive, spooky podcast about somebody who drives a truck and they don't know what's in it.
Truck driver who accepts an unknown load.
Yes. So I don't know if you guys have been listening to the news, but there was recently an issue in the UK where a truck driver who claimed he did not know what was on the back of his load ended up with a whole lot of people who had been smuggled and did not survive. This is not what this podcast is about. I just want to say, if you haven't listened to it yet, that's not what it's about. We recorded this a couple of weeks ago, and then as soon as it happened, I was like, oh God, we're coming up to review week, and it's not anything even close to about that. That was a horrible, horrible tragedy. This is an immersive podcast with really great soundscapes that's completely different to that. Need to point that out. Really awkward.
I mean, I didn't make that connection in my head until you said, so maybe I need to mention this on the episode. And I was like, oh, yeah, we should probably mention it. But I didn't make the connection in my head.
Because the first few episodes are just her driving the truck, not knowing. And then I was like, oh, God.
The issue of people trafficking does come up.
Yeah, exactly. So I just want to make it very, very freaking clear that that's not what this podcast is about at all. And my... what do you say? Not thoughts and prayers. I'm not one of those people, but my heart goes out to anyone affected by that tragedy, and that's not what this is about.
It's not what this is about. So let's talk about Carrier.
What is it about?
We just said what it was about.
Well, I mean, you know.
So it is. It's a horror soundscape. If this was a film, it would be an independent horror film.
Yes.
It really brought up like the feeling that I got from Bird Box.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of very singular focus, like one character, and you're viewing their experience through this weird happening. And I loved this podcast. The way that it was recorded and the soundscape does really affect you, because it sounds like you are this person. Yeah,
because Cynthia Erivo stars, and she's getting quite big right now. Mm. And yeah, like as I explained, things like whenever someone calls her, you can only hear it in one speaker of your headphone. So it's like you're on the phone and you can hear the trucks driving past and you can hear even the bit at the start where it says, this isn't a podcast, things are going to be coming at you from your left and your right, gave me tingles.
With Lance Reddick. That's what drew me in anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, oh my God, it's Lance Reddick doing the announcing. Amazing.
And it was... I don't want to give too much away, but at no point did I even consider not just listening all the way through.
Yes.
It does kind of latch you in, and the storytelling, the writing, at no point does it seem unfeasible what is happening.
Yeah, the device that they've used... as kind of just like you're her or you're in her truck with her somehow. You never kind of feel like anyone's reading from a script. You're like in it.
And that stays true until the epilogue.
Yes.
Where they give a little bit of audio from somewhere else.
Did I miss the epilogue?
Probably.
Maybe you did.
I listened to the whole thing.
Which I'm impressed about.
I downloaded, two episodes, I think, initially and was like, Here we go.
Here's another Liz drama podcast
that I'll have to listen. I was like, this is really neat, and I have to finish it now because I really enjoyed the performances and the soundscape. And I listened to it at the correct speed.
Thank you.
With earphones.
And did you feel richer for it? Oh, fuck you.
I did. I know, but I just realized after listening to it, I was like, I can listen to this fast. I'll be fine. And I did, and it was just as enjoyable. Acclimated my brain.
It's disrespectful.
I've literally acclimated my brain to the point.
Spook sounds, because there are
I got spook sounds. Okay. Didn't scare me. Well, nothing scares me.
It's the pausing and the creepiness.
But also, there is a lot of infrasound in there where, like, she's doing something and there's not a lot of sound. Look,
I feel like I got the full experience.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying. I'm interested.
When I listen to podcasts at normal speed, I literally feel like they're talking in slow motion now. It's bizarre. I've tricked my brain. But I listened to the first episode of Normal Speed.
Thank you for at least listening
to
one.
It wasn't necessarily better.
Yeah, so, but see, the thing is that it's the later episodes that I would say that you should have listened to at regular speed, because that's when all the happenings start happening.
Yeah, well,
and
in my brain,
Patrick, are you going to start watching Netflix at 1.5 speed?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Exactly. I think that's different.
Because that's a thing that they're bringing in now. Yeah. Because
but that's a full experience where you're trying to be
This
engaged.
Was a full experience too. That's
no,
the whole point of an immersive podcast.
No, you don't sit there and do nothing while you listen to an immersive podcast, even if it is an immersive podcast.
You
do other stuff.
I did for this one. I started listening at work and I stopped listening at work. Yeah. I started listening at
did
home.
Did you sit there and listen to it?
No, I listened to it in the car, which I think made
That's
it even
I mean.
Creepier because I felt like I was driving her truck. Because when things drove past, like they were going from my left speaker to my right speaker, and then you can hear stuff behind you while you're driving and you're like, oh God. Although I wouldn't recommend it. You may crash your car.
Yeah.
There were a few times where I was like, shouldn't be driving while listening to this. But
They do mention while driving,
yes.
right?
Yeah, I'm a rule breaker.
But also Anthem Homunculus, again, I started listening at work. I continued listening at work, but then I listened to the rest of it when I got home, and it was just kind of a sit and enjoy.
Yeah. Well, people used to sit around the radio and listen to plays, and just because you don't have visual stimulus as well as oral, it's no less a form of storytelling.
That doesn't mean I'm going to... watch Netflix at 1.5.
Anyway, Carrie is a very strong recommend from me. Very interested in everything that these people do.
It was real neat.
I'm so excited that you guys are obsessed as I was.
I wouldn't say that, but it was cool.
I'm so glad that Zane is as obsessed as I was.
Shall we go on to... let's go on to Patrick's recommendation.
Let's go on to mine.
Which was Law.
A brief re-explanation. Law is a non-fictional historical podcast that takes crazy, weird little stories, typically like 19th or 20th century, and then just expounds upon them. And
creepy folklore.
Yeah, creepy folklore. That's a good way to describe it. I think it's really well manicured. It's very well put together. Episodes are succinct, tight. You don't really get any fluff. It's just good gear. And sometimes it's more than one story in a single episode.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
So Aaron Mankey is...
Mankey is...
I...
Like the Pokemon.
Yes, okay. I had subscribed to this one a long time ago. listen to it every week. They got an Amazon and it was like, well, congratulations, that can now be done. So hopefully more podcasts get it. This is another podcast where the host's mannerisms wore me down. I still like the content. I still like the show, but I can't listen to it too much or too often because he's just got such a distinctive voice. I can't, either I tune it out or it gets on my nerves. But I really like this podcast, and I really liked this podcast up until the point where my brain switched into too much of this person now. Get out.
No, I'm completely the opposite. I actually really like him and his storytelling, and that's one of the reasons why I tune in.
Oh, the writing is great. Yeah.
Well, even his vocal mannerisms, I don't mind. Like, I feel like it's kind of a podcast that this is going to sound, how do I explain this? It washes over me, but in a way that I absorb all of the information. So it's not like a punch in the face. It's just like a, I just love that the whole, like, Grinch. I'm obsessed with where stories came from and, you know, I'm a writer, so etymology I'm huge on. So it's kind of like listening to where all these stories came from and all the information and background that he gives, I just find so fascinating. And his mannerisms don't, I actually tune in for him. So
I 100% recognize that this is a Zane problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think anyone else will have this problem.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, remarkably idiosyncratic,
unaffected.
Yeah, like and I think
he didn't seem particularly.
What,
yeah,
that's what I think. That's what gets me.
Oh, he's too like neutral.
Yeah,
like Sam Harris. Like
I
no, he's better than Sam Harris.
He is better than Sam Harris. Sam Harris has zero personality.
Okay, yeah. So I like that's the thing. I like the podcast. I still listen to it. It's just not something that I tune into all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a recommend for me. Like this, I believe this was on my list until Patrick put it on his.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on my list until Patrick put it on his.
It was more
too.
Because like, oh shit, we're doing a spooky theme, and then I was like, I was thinking about this thing. I was like, well, that's spooky, I guess.
And then he saw it on my list and took it off. But I was like, no, take it.
I don't typically listen to spooky things. So this was the closest thing I had.
It's a recommend from me. Have either of you watched the TV show on Amazon Prime?
I haven't.
No, I didn't know that there was.
Yeah, well, this is the whole thing. It's like they picked up the podcast to make a TV show, which I think was great. I haven't watched it yet, but I think it's great, as Zane said, that podcasts can make that crossover.
See, I thought when you said that, you were just talking about that they've made it into like a paywall sort of thing.
No, there's a TV show on Amazon Prime.
That's cool.
Called
I think
Lore.
It had a couple seasons as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a one.
It's a good
one.
Idea.
Mm.
It's like a Sleepy Hollow, but probably better.
I would not be surprised if Carrie gets picked up as well.
Yeah, oh
that would
God,
be, I would,
that would be
I would
so
watch,
good.
I would watch Carrie.
And they should cast Cynthia.
Absolutely.
Because she's an actor, not
Lance
just a voice
Reddick
actor. So great.
All right, well, yeah. That brings us to the final one last week, which was Spooked from WNYC, which is basically real people telling their spooky stories, mediated or presented by
is
Glenn
it
Washington.
Real?
I dug
what?
I dug the hell out of this. Like,
it's like listening to this. It's like, this isn't. Is this real, or are they pretending this is real? And like,
no, people submit their stories.
Holy shit!
And then they kind of get a bit of coaching on how to tell the stories. The stories are kind of, I guess, pared down and then recorded and edited
it's
a little
like a,
bit.
It's like a cool ass documentary.
Yeah.
Like I really love that the people tell their own stories, like that it's not just like someone retelling someone else's spooky story. Like you're really in it, and they use kind of cool little sound effects to when they're talking in ghost voice. They're like, I heard a voice that said, did you do that?
I did not add an effect to Liz's voice.
Yeah, no, that's just my creepy ass shit voice. I really love the guy who was doing the introducing.
I liked him too, but I just thought, why is he doing this? It's like
he
should be announcing a, like, have you ever played San Andreas GTA?
No.
There's a radio station called like LA Los Santos, and it plays hip hop. It's like he should be a hip hop announcer, but he's doing spooky stories.
I'm almost certain that's where he's come from.
Yeah, and I'm like, he makes me feel secure, for one thing, because I'm like, he's not scared by any of this shit.
But at the same time, he's like, damn, that's
I was picturing like an, like, you should have like an old white guy with a creepy Nosferatu voice.
No, that's
voice.
Why I like
but he's just,
this.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't give a fuck. If someone comes from my family, I'm going to fuck their shit up.
Yeah, yeah. It's so irreverent.
He's had very similar mannerisms on the other podcast, which isn't about spooky stories, called Snap Judgment.
Mm.
Which is kind of like a combination of Spooked and This American Life, where they have real people telling their real stories, but they usually have a theme and they tell. I'll recommend
what, some of the stories. What episodes did you guys listen to?
So I listened to one about a haunted doll.
Ooh.
Who, like this, it starts off with this little, it's not too spoilery because it's the story at the start that introduces everything, but a photographer goes in to take photos of the doll and the person who brings the doll in goes, hi, I can't remember what the doll's name is, this is so-and-so, he's here to take photos of you, just making sure that's okay with you, and leaves the room. The photographer's like, what? Starts to try and take a photo and his camera jams and isn't working when he points it at the doll. After the doll, he said the doll looked like it came alive. Then when he went to check his camera, as soon as it was pointed at the floor, all the shots that he'd taken started firing off. And then he tried the same thing again. And then it's basically about how anybody who takes photos of this doll ends up with really shit, bad luck, awful things happening to them, and they have to write to the doll and apologize for not asking permission to take photos of it to have the curse lifted. And really fucked up shit happens.
I know, it's fucking crazy.
And I don't, like, half of me is like, I don't believe in this stuff. And half of me is like, how come so many people have so many messed up stories?
Like, surely this is bullshit and these are just like dramatized stories, but no, apparently they're real. I listened to Mrs. Hagstrom, which is about a guy basically tells his story of like growing up in this haunted house where this fucking ghost was haunting him and his family, like hardcore, like what's that movie with Patrick Wilson,
The Conjuring?
That's the one. Like that level. Yeah. Like where she would manifest and like push him downstairs. And then the other one I listened to was The Thin Place, which was about a paramedic who was like, he would see ghosts, he would know, he would like be able to, like, if someone had died, he could see their ghost like standing over him, watching them, like, being like, oh, I guess I'm dead. And I was like, surely this is just like a dramatization, but well, now I guess now it's real.
People have lots of stories. I will say in New Orleans, there are cab companies that have policies about certain neighborhoods at night where you're not allowed to make pickups there because it is a thing that ghosts who don't know that they're dead will get in the cab and then you drive away and they just disappear and you're left without a fare.
So do you believe in this stuff?
No, I don't.
So what? How do you explain this shit then?
I don't know. I don't know if they're true and that's just like cabbies making up stories. Like, I don't know if it's folklore.
How many people could make up creepy stories with this amount of detail?
There's too many.
I mean, religion is a thing, Liz.
Yeah.
Like, it's a meme that gets in people's heads.
Okay, so there's my house. My parents' house is apparently a little bit haunted. I've never experienced this. But like, seriously, there have been people who have no idea that we've told stories about the house being haunted before, who it's always the downstairs bathroom where we've got a sliding door and they can hear the door sliding open when they've got like soap or shampoo in their eyes and they're like, no, occupied, and they open their eyes and the door is locked. And that happens a lot downstairs in both where my brother's room used to be and where the bathroom now is, which actually used to be a bedroom before we renovated. So eep. But I also don't believe in it, but then I also go
Well, I did say last time. Did I say last time that I quite regularly see shadow people?
Well, I think we talked about sleep paralysis last time.
And stuff.
There was this one place where I was dropping a friend home that I always saw a shadow person running and jumping at the car.
How the fuck can you not believe in this shit then?
Because I could just be crazy. And so I told this friend that this is what I see when I drive them home. And then, of course, they start seeing it every
power
now and then.
Power of suggestion?
It's like, power of suggestion, or are they actually seeing something? But we never saw it at the same time. Like, we never saw it in the same car. So, you know, it could... And I don't have incontrovertible proof. I'm open to it. And these stories are one way of kind of accepting other people's stories.
These stories are fucking mental.
I want to hear if anybody else listening has ever experienced a ghost story. I know it has nothing to do with podcast recommendations, but if you've ever experienced something spooky, write in.
Yeah,
let us know.
That.
I want to know.
My mum says that her mother's house was quite haunted by her grandfather. Like, after he died, you'd go into his room and she would just like feel him. If you ever slept in that room, it was like she would like feel him like standing next to the bed. And she's not like, it's the only time she's ever spoken about that in that sort of capacity. Like, she's not a kook.
But it could also just be strong memory.
Could be.
That once she's experienced one,
like
she's
mentally
to see
haunted.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's the
it
thing.
Could
brain,
be.
Human
hey,
brains are.
It could just be a whole.
A weird things.
Enormous part of the population that believes in ghosts for no reason.
Well, they could be real. I'm open to them being real.
I think they're real enough.
Yeah, I
real
don't...
enough for what?
Well, I mean, like if you believe if something has constitute if it's filled with enough belief, I think that makes it real enough. Like if enough people
so religion,
agree,
all of the religion is real.
All
of them
depends. Depends, I think.
Because a lot of people believe in a lot of shit.
I think it depends on how many people do actually believe in it and if it actually has any utility for them. Because,
but
like, then,
okay, so if I, up until this point, I've lived my life like as if the supernatural doesn't exist,
yeah.
Do you think that I have suffered because of that?
It depends, I guess. Like, do you want to utilize it in some capacity?
How could you utilize
well,
it?
Well, I've been thinking about this recently.
If I could create a ghost army.
Well, I've often thought that there is a great utility in believing in demonic possession if you want to get rid of a bad habit.
Okay.
What?
Like, oh, because the
yeah,
demon's
because
you
because
smoke.
You'd be like, oh, like it's like I have a demon in me that makes me do this thing. If you externalize it, then maybe it's easier to vanquish.
Yeah,
but
of
if you
course.
Own it, then that's maybe it's also easier to vanquish.
Well, yeah, I guess it just depends on
it's
your...
also that yeah, it's a placebo. That's a
yeah.
placebo effect.
Well, that's yeah, that's what
yeah,
I
cool.
That's
blame
what I mean.
Everyone but yourself, Patrick.
Anyway, this was Spook WNYC. I think this is a big thumbs
I
up.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah,
I,
it's creepy as it was hell, weird. And I just want to talk to the people whose stories
yeah.
they had and go, but
I
wanna, really?
I want to talk
no,
to the
really,
Mrs.
Really?
Hagstrom guy, because listen to that one. It's mental.
Yeah, look at the doll one and then look up the doll online.
I don't want to.
Yeah, you
I don't want bad luck.
No, it's fine. Just ask permission to the universe.
Can I
it's
look
only
at your picture?
Well, no, you just say it to the picture and then it'll transmit.
Yep.
Okay, well, that has been another episode of Castology.
Is
so
it the longest one?
No, we haven't gone too long.
Oh. Yeah.
So what did we all recommend? I recommended Anthem Homunculus, which is a dark comedy musical podcast with a lot of Broadway actors in it by John Cameron Mitchell.
I recommended Frank and Beans. Beth and Brian talk about sex, dating, relationships and stuff.
And I recommended Sean Carroll's Mindscape, a theoretical physicist talking about sciencey stuff with typically other scientists.
Excellent. So if you want to find out more about us, you can find us online on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, or at our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com/castology, where you will find a form if you want to submit your podcast or a podcast that you're a fan of to us to have a look at.
Do that,
and then
today,
do
Frank
ghost
and Beans.
Stories as well if you've got
yeah, ghost stories. I want to hear your ghost stories. But yeah, Frank and Beans, listener submission, so we do definitely listen and promote.
Absolutely. castologypodcast@gmail.com if you want to send your ghost stories to us via email.
Or Facebook message them and I will answer you and go, that's spooky as hell.
Please provide evidence. And now...
photos or it didn't happen.
So that's been Castology. I've been Zane C. Weber here with...
Liz Best.
And...
Patrick Shearer.
And we'll be back same time next week. Keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
Ew.